next point. When the deal was made with the Fort Knox Gold in 1933, China was given access to it to get FDR out of his disastrous economy.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. You're saying good words, but that's exactly the same economy that you have right here, right now. You know that, right?
Right. Right. So that's what I was going to ask.
As long as you got it. It's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I say two things. The key, QUI dynasty, was the one who made that deal in 33. Is that correct?
Okay.
Let me define dynasty is.
Let's just fix it. Let's just fix it. The absolute monarchy did not. The centralized government of the Qin Shi Huang, Huang, that leftover part. So if you left it there, it'd be great. But instead, you made the Qin dynasty be responsible, Qin. But it's not. It's their centralized government that made that arrangement. And it's a little bit different. So that's the reason we're being very careful, because Bert's going to take this up. You can't have an autocratic system that's a governmental, a centralized government. Doesn't work. So either one's a lie, and the other ones they're just borrowing through. But they're basically taking that and making it an authoritarian government, which all that does is standardizes all the bit shit that everybody has to go through. You see? So basically, it is the step down of the government, lockdown by rule of the government within the Qin capacity. So then that lays into the absolute monarchy. And when you say it that way, then yes, Bob, your words are perfect, because you give yourself room. Because they make decisions, like in China right now, you can have a business and they can make money and you can do your thing and blah, 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 blah. Fine, no problem. This doesn't belong to the government. It's not that thing. It's almost like a capitalist system, kind of, as long as you play by the rules.
Yeah.
See, the Uyghurs, as long as the Uyghurs ain't getting no wilder, then it's okay. You see. So we're trying to say that there's an intermingling of the great monarchy and then the governmental condition. Good.
Right. And the first governmental condition was Dr. Sun Yat-sen, and the second one was Mao.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a third one after Mao was
Mao, Mao Zedong? The second one is Mao Zedong. The second one is Mao Zedong, the second part. There were two of them.
There was Dr. Sun Yat-sen, and then there was Mao Zedong.
No. There were two Mao Zedongs. One followed him.
Was that whatever that famous guy who opened up China after Mao died in the late 70s.
But he was Mao Zedong. But Xiaoping is what that was his nickname. But he was Mao Zedong as well.
You mean Mao Zedong was still alive? Didn't die in
76? No, he did. He did. But the second one that replaced him, Xiaoping, was also known as Mao Zedong.
Okay. So he took over and brought us up to the present, Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Now, the absolute monarchy is the mountain, correct? In what you were describing, the absolute monarchy.
Stop. Don't say that. Go to your next question. Just don't say that. Go to your next question. You'll be okay. We're in the right spot. That's not the problem. Just don't say that. We ask another way.
Okay, I understand the absolute monarchy was around long before 1860s when the Qin dynasty took over. At the absolute monarchy was around before that, or it's nebulous since they might be a Shambhala in another world. Phenomenon. Would that talk about that? Is that the wrong words?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
They're okay words. We're not going to make that be like that. We don't want to start down that road. We're just trying to say, don't make that be the connecting point, because it very well may be, but that's not the conversation, because the monarchy is not the Qin dynasty. So the mountain to rule the Qin dynasty would mean that that dynasty has already fallen. And we would say, yes, it has, but they didn't get the memo yet. So to sit there saying words like that, you're going to muddy the water, and you're going to say chemotherapy is how you cure cancer. Dr. Dina
right.
put her claws. Dr. Dina put her claws in you and rip you asunder, and she'd be right. See the rub?
Yeah.
So you can't have an ipso facto laudable conclusion. You have to file it in limine, Bob. In limine.
So I understand the divided China now, and the last stage of the centralized government. At the last, since 33 or 1911, Dr. Sun Yat-sen is going, and a new authority is coming in. I understand that, but I was just curious about 1933. So you explained that, the complexity of it. Okay, so that's that point. And I'd ask one more point, is that China. No, I'm going to save the Cuba later. Okay, so I've been watching this blogger named The Dark Journalist, and he has a lot of interesting research. He's like awesome Pauly or amazing Pauly. He finds interesting documents. He does his homework. So what came out of it that I never heard of before was something called the Cosmos Club in Washington, D.C. Are you aware of them, or you become aware of it right now because you read it from me?
No, we know it.
You knew it before. Okay, so I'm going to bring in the names here.
Wait, you John don't have Wesley. To. John Powell, you're talking about John Wesley Powell.
Yeah. Okay, so Powell
can do this.
Right, so let me just say a few points and you can clarify them. Powell was a pretty good explorer. He did something, found the Grand Canyon or explored it.
That was Samuel Tillman. Come on now.
Good, I have his name here. All right, that was Samuel Tillman. Did Powell hijack Tillman's accomplishments
The cave. See, Wesley Powell found the thing, but the cave Samuel Tillman did. That's why they killed Jane Stanford. She was murdered on Maui. So we have another mom murdered on Maui. Jane Stanford. They had to run her down and kill her bitch ass.
And she was married to the guy who founded Stanford University.
Well, she was
right. We're talking about tunnels from Colorado Springs to San Diego, Los Angeles. I don't know where are they.
We didn't say we're not going to. Better question is, how is this going on all these years, and you just now finding out about it? That's the better question. You have been on every level of media ecology from itch to scratch, from the goddamn Boudians, from the damn wayfaring strangers, the damn Fasola. You've covered everything from sun, moon, and stars. You've done Sun Ra. You've done Ippity-Doo. You've done the Dalai fucking Lama. You've done John of God and Fuck of Dude and Bug-a-Log. You've done everything. How does this slip by? You put John Birch Society out of business. You took over the turn in taxing. You outdid Otto von Habsburg. You moved all the way through Peggy Poor fucking Mellon and the Guggenheims and everybody else that comes with it. They follow you around the moon like a puppy dog, Bob. And how has the Cosmos Club evaded you? That's
because
amazing.
The Cosmos Club just showed up. It didn't start in 1876. Is that correct?
That's right. But don't say that, because it really did.
Right.
The rip has exposed it. And so now they're exposed, so they have no choice. They have no choice but to act like they've been here forever.
Right.
They've been here forever. They haven't, but they act like. So it's kind of like, it would be like Walter opening an extra global dynamics in the other world of Fringe.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
We have two Ninas. So if you say it like that, Now you can embrace it, and it doesn't get you messed up. But if you don't do it that way, you're going to get tangled up. You're going to be like John Locke, and you're not going to be able to figure it out. And you're going to be lost, and you're going to be really pissed because it didn't work out. So you can't do it like that. You got to do it like this. And it'll be all right. We're going to help you through this. So go ahead.
Yeah, so it's an example of my ion improved awareness that I can quickly figure out the alternative.
Synesthesia, Bob, is synesthesia.
Does that include the chakras and parallel worlding? That's
course,
a deeper synesthesia than a mixture of the five senses.
Of course.
You know?
Well,
right.
But they're not mixed. They're separate. But you apply them together because every level effects or affects what you're doing. For example, you're hungry. Well, you have to have a whole lot of things to tell you you're hungry because you don't fucking eat food. Then all of a sudden you go, okay, I want some of that. And then you only do it when they lay it out. But if they didn't bring you any food, you'd never notice and you wouldn't eat. You know that about
right.
you? You just wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, there's food. Okay, I'll eat it or I won't eat it or I'll do it. No, I don't need it. I'm good. Food's overrated. That's a waste of time. I got things to do. Literally, that's what you do.
I know. Okay. I thought you said in there that the Cosmos Club did exist since 1876,
yeah.
but it was hidden in another world.
Not here.
It was in another world.
Not here.
Right.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
here.
And then the rip brought it out.
Here.
So
it didn't bring it out. It exposed it here.
Right. So When the membership list, which is huge, and anybody who's anybody in American science and politics was a member, were those people?
Not so much. There ain't that much. It's a couple of thousand people all total, Bob. It's a vice fucking president and stupid. Henry Smith Pritchett, William Harkness, John Shaw Billings. You know, it ain't all that. Bud Hawkins, Bernard Lavelle. There was some, but it was still, it's kind of like you had more uppity up than the Union League. You remember J.W. used to talk about the Union League?
Yes. Yeah.
The Union League was much more among the who's who. It'd be like this, your old Standard Club, you know, where the Jews had their cocktail club, the Standard Club.
Yes.
More
and
like
the
that.
Union League was in Philadelphia.
They're everywhere, but yes.
Yeah.
They were mostly, they started in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you have Nelson Rockefeller.
If Bert ever gets to hear this, he'll be very impressed.
Yeah, we'll we be
patched together. We can patch this together from the Legionnaires' disease, from the Belvedere, remember in Philadelphia? Just down the street from the Union League, the Avenue of the Arts.
Mm-hmm. But you have Nelson Rockefeller listed as
House of Rittenhouse Square.
Mm-hmm. You have
We're not hijacking you, Bob. We're trying to say some words so that your words will be more valuable in a second. We're not hijacking you. You're good. We got you.
Okay, so Nelson Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger are listed as members. Is that the Nelson Rockefeller of this world, or is the Nelson Rockefeller of another world that went there to the Cosmos Club?
Both.
Both are happening. Rockefeller was an accomplished parallel worlder, consciously did it.
Yeah, and it's like Powell was dead before the damn thing was ever opened, so we'll figure that one out.
Okay, in the actual history in the other world, it happened later, not 1876. Okay.
Correct.
So
good. You're doing good, Bob.
Right. So Powell was, he's not significant to where we're happening now because he did the National Geographic. He learned about the caves. Now, that's in another world. Did the cave knowledge, the natives of that area, Native American Indians, they knew about the caves. And why is the caves a secret? Because it was part of this other world?
It's pretty interesting, though, that you remember the Hoover Dam?
Yes. Yeah, in the 30s.
Okay. This was found before the Hoover Dam. Before the Hoover Dam, those caves were covered up by the Colorado River. So how the fuck did they find it?
They
if
didn't.
It's not a different kind. There you go, Biggin. And so those are some of the holes in the storyline that they don't bring up. Now, had they brought those up, it would be much more esoterically appropriate, because then you could say a shift or a change occurred that caused this reality to be notable just now, whereas before it was not. See the difference?
Yep. Okay, so we're ripping a little bit on you.
We don't mean that sharp, but we're trying to get the words in a little closer so that you don't get lost in the conversation. Because this is a big topic, Bob. It's pretty good.
Well, it indicates how worlds overlap, and our history is a mixture of the different worlds, so it's way more complex. If you're going to write it down, which you can't, you got to write it down like Finnegan's Wake is
lateral.
More,
you got to do it lateral. Because, see, y'all still judge time as one thing happening on another, on another, on another, on another, like sequential order. But then anytime you shift consensual order and consecutive order, then it doesn't make sense. So it would be like brushing your teeth before you went to eat dinner. But you do that. Right? You should brush your teeth after you eat dinner. But you're going out to dinner, you brush your teeth so you're not stinky before you go to dinner. Right? See, those breaks don't make sense. So it undoes time. And that's why there is no time.
Yes, and so here we are in the tribulations, and the rip is one part of the tribulations, is the invasion of the new aliens, not the Nazi aliens that were in the Pentagon. The new aliens, are they an effect of the rip?
That's the Revelation 6, Bob, that goes through all that. That's what this is. This is an example of Revelation 6.
That's not the rip.
No. That's why it describes the rip is in Revelation 6.
Oh, okay. So the aliens showing up, they could not show up unless there was a rip. The new
or
aliens.
Revelation 6. Right, or Revelation 6.
There's other factors.
Do you remember? Yes, there are. Don't. You're good. Sorry. Slow up just a second. All right. Do you remember when we say the dark horse? When J.W. calls the dark horse, that gets your attention. You know what the dark horse is, okay? That dark horse is a part of this thing that we're talking about right here, right now. That dark horse has power. It's imbued with power. It has conditions and responses that move in and out of this place. We would say. It would go above Trafalgar Square.
Right. Did you say perspectives? It has perspectives?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It does.
But is the dark horse one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Yes, of course. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So we're in the rip. The new aliens come. And so I have listed here John Wesley Powell. He names different parts of the area that he discovered, Egyptian names. Did he do that, or that's Tillman did it?
Tillman found it, Powell named it. Because remember, if you go from the other side of Egypt, it goes into French Polynesia, which is the other side of the world. This would be a quarter turn to that long journey for the connecting place.
I see. You'll so see. They're connected. And were those tunnels created by
no comment.
Alien civilization? Okay, so we're not saying who created them.
Can't do that yet, because you get too clever and you're going to get yourself messed up, Bob. You can't. Well, you can know it. We can tell you, but we don't want that out yet. You'll see. It's okay.
Right. Did the Yarmulke continent have tunnels?
It still does.
Right. See, so when the continent broke up into seven continents, the tunnels that were part of it were then placed around the world or the 33rd parallel or somewhere, right? So, that makes sense. So Alexander Graham Bell, well, what you find out from the History of the Cosmos Club, the way the dark journalist presents it, is they were very interested in Atlantis, I don't know about other worlds, but they're interested in the implications of civilization having a different history. Is that true, or they were dumb about it, and they didn't have the right thinking?
Like, so, it's like TikTok, Bob. They don't have a clue. It's like TikTok. They just go with it. They don't know what they're doing. It's stupid, but it only lasts 30 seconds, so it's good. See how that rub goes?
Yeah, and they weren't doing the club here. They weren't even here, so that's irrelevant to our situation up to now. So Alexander Graham Bell.
Well, I mean, you're going. Hold on. You're not in Betsy Ross's house. You're not in Betsy Ross's house. That's supposedly where they started, and then they moved over from Betsy Ross's house to the Corcoran building. So you know they act like it's been there forever and ever and ever. Well, it was somebody else's damn Talmadge's house, for God's sake. So the time they're saying that they were there, it was somebody else's estate. So it don't make sense. None of it works out.
Because
the building is there, the house is there, but that house was invaded, was living with somebody else, not them.
Well, this brings in the actual history of the United States. 13 colonies in the beginning, that history involves parallel world wars around Germain that dealt with the Louisiana Purchase and brought in money to do that, and all kinds of strange things, like Jefferson never transitioned. That's mixed in from other worlds, and it'd be a complicated timing. It would take a long time or effort to document all the interplaying of the different worlds, because
they'd have 220 years to document it, Bob. What are you talking about? And yet, none of it's documented. So, yeah, they had since 1860, they could have documented it, but they didn't.
Right.
See the rub?
So, but the abilities
like
of
your chart. It's like your chart. It's ever evolving, Bob.
Right. And okay, but what's her name? Lincoln's wife. Who was
Mary
psychic.
Mary Todd. The reason she was psychic was because her son crossed over, and she, the dead one, and she was trying to, her race was to be able to communicate with him, because she was never going to let big old Lincoln get between her legs no more, because she wanted to talk to her baby boy. Yeah,
she wanted to
watch
her baby boy? She wanted to do what?
She wanted to talk to her baby boy.
So she had to give up sexual relations with Abraham.
Abraham Lincoln, yeah, said, get away from me. Get your ass away from me. I ain't messing with you till I can get my boy back. Yep.
And then she did, and then that was okay.
Relations resumed.
But the
relations resumed. And then he was killed. Then he was killed at the
Did she have Ford a say in the Yeah, did
at
she have a
Ford
say in the murder
theater.
Of him? Did she have a
no
say?
No, but she knew. They told her. The spirit told her. That's why she wasn't surprised.
Right. She couldn't stop it, though, and she didn't try to stop it.
Didn't really want to, as a bird flies digging.
Okay, so was she then become aware of the alternative, this other world around Powell and the Cosmos?
She was already aware of that, Bob. She was already aware of it. She knew the fall of it. See, it's about the fall.
The fall, the collapse of it? Is that what you just mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because she saw how it was going to go, meaning she saw the rubber on the road. She knew how it was going to work. See, she didn't die poor either. Did you know that?
Didn't die poor. No, I didn't know that.
See, after Lincoln, that should have been it for her. But instead, she flourished.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, this overlapping of worlds in America's history, because you said America was not from here. That's what you said originally.
Right.
Is that because it was from is from the Yamaka continent? Is that on that level you're talking about, or?
Well, we'd say it is. We would say it is. So it bumped into it. It bumped into it. Too many its, Bob. Too many its.
Yeah,
America,
but
America bumped into the Yamaka continent, which then turned into America. Can
right.
you buy it that way? Is that the softer way to say it?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, two side things. George Hodel, did he murder his secretary?
Yes.
And did David Starr Jordan murder Jane Stanford, who founded Stanford University in California?
Had it done, yeah.
Why was Jane have to be required to be removed?
Because of her connection.
The connection
because of her
to,
connection. The club.
To what? Oh, okay.
The club.
So Hodel and Jordan are aware of the club, or they were in that world?
They were aware, and they were in that world, both.
Right. So, mm-hmm. so, all right. The other the dark journalist did a history of the search for Atlantis, and he doesn't seem to know if the Cosmos Club people were looking for Atlantis, but he thought they might be because. They also had weird vehicles connected to them, to the Powell and them in the early teens or 20s. But what I want to go into is the, as I listen to this second recording, it goes into Epstein. Yeah,
but
he
the
actually,
number, if you want, you can want to, if everybody's interested, you can call them up at 202-387-7783.
That's the dark journalist.
That's the Cosmos Club. You can talk to them.
Oh, okay. And so far, we can broadcast everything that I'm saying here pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Or we.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. The next
You can email them at clubservices@cosmosclub.org.
All right. Mm-hmm. So in this second story, which was about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, people pronounce it differently, and her sisters and her father. And apparently they all were looking for Atlantis. So this whole Atlantis history gets unfolded. Is the Cosmos Club aware of Atlantis?
Yes, that came from Clarence Edward Dutton. Bob.
Okay, but Atlantis hadn't happened yet, so maybe today
no,
we're going to.
No, but they were aware. No. Wait, now hold on. They were aware of it. Okay, you're aware of the caldera blowing at Yellowstone, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, but it hadn't happened yet. So how could you possibly be aware of it?
Well, it's happened before, according to. Records.
Then they would say the same thing. They said, well, Atlantis happened before. We found the artifacts and tit and tat and this and that. And go, okay. But see, there's the time it folds over. So you can leave a mystery in the past for the future ramification. But you know this, Bob. You did it already. That's how.
Yeah. So the history of the Cosmos Club, I don't need to go into it too much because other than my notes here, which we've got clarified. Because it's very complex, and the reason I wouldn't go into it is that we come to my next point. As I listen to the Atlantis exposure about the Epsteins and Ernest Hemingway and this history of people looking for Atlantis, I realized that the explosions, this is what occurred to me, the explosion, I think Atlantis is destroyed twice in the mythology or the fake story, that's referring to us going to Andromeda. That's what blew up.
Yeah. Now, they found that. There were four presidents involved in this, too. Howard Taft, William Howard Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, and Theodore Roosevelt. They were
in
on that
conversation.
Yeah,
that's all that period. It's all before This whole research started, you know, before World War II in the teens and 20s. So those are the presidents
and
of that period.
And they were also part of the Cosmos Club, too.
Right. So Woodrow Wilson could parallel world.
That's huge.
I know,
Bob.
But let me translate it. Is Woodrow Wilson someone who came from the, who could go back and forth from the cosmos world to this world?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there you get a lot of the presidents and outstanding people in our written history have these extra abilities that are not talked about until now, till we come along.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore they were aware of Atlantis in the future. They're aware of a lot of the history of the Antarctica continent. And but all that they were trying to do with that, every one of those guys and whatever team they were part of, trying to crack the codes of what was precious for them or valuable, they never got to where we got. We're the first successful Cosmos Club, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say? Mm-hmm. Well, no, we're not successful because we didn't blow up. We don't know how this one's going to go, but we're counting on it being successful. But the previous time we blew up.
This is the one. This is the Townsend House, Bob, 2121 Massachusetts Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Is that? That's not that tower. Brown.
No,
Townsend.
Richard T. Townsend. No, Richard T. Townsend.
Okay. All right. So everybody was trying to contact non-physical and have non-physical speak to them. That's the mystery school or the mystery dream or the mystery effort. And it never happened till now, whatever now is, where the combination of you, me, and Carolyn, J.W., caused it to happen. And so it's nice stories about everybody, Hemingway and people, Edgar Cayce, but they never got to where we were getting to. Well, no, where we got
to. Well, the new stuff you got on Edgar Cayce is pretty good.
Oh, okay, let's go into that. Yes, I forgot in my notes here. So I have here Pauline Zelitsky did some amazing photographs around 2000.
Zelitsky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She did some amazing photographs of the west of Cuba in 2002 and pretty good proof of some kind of Atlantis remainders there. But then she got controversial. They arrested her in Mexico, and then she escaped or was let out and ran back to Canada and doesn't talk about it anymore. Now, is the conflict that she stumbled into between Cuba and Castro and the American government and maybe the British and other people that are gung-ho that Maxwell represented, or gung-ho to contact Atlantis, it's actually not Atlantis they want. They want mm-hmm. access to Ion or
right.
the Ion experience.
That's what happened to Baba Vanga, Bob.
I missed that one. Did I ever dance with her? Who's
oh,
Baba
no,
Vanga?
No, no, no. Oh, my. Look it up. B-A-B-A space. B-A-N-G-A.
A-N-G-A, Baba Vanga. Bulgarian is an actual person.
Angelia
Pandeva. Yep. What's thereafter, would you say?
That's what they were after. They were after us.
Okay, Vangelia Pandeva Gushtarova in the Bulgaria, 1911 to 1996, commonly known as Baba Vanga, was a Bulgarian mystic, clairvoyant, and herbalist. Blind since early childhood, she spent most of her life in the Rupite area in the Kozo Mountains in Bulgaria. Zeni Kostadinova claimed in 1997, that millions of people believe she possessed paranormal abilities. Now, you're bringing her up because she was looking for Ion, knew about it, she was the authority.
Yeah.
Mm. So everybody who was anybody went and met her and talked to her, whatever she channeled, whatever came through her.
Well, except for Wolf Messing, that was kind of a nightmare, wasn't it, Bob?
But I mean, did Epstein, Maxwell, Robert Maxwell, go see her?
Yeah.
So she talked about Ion or Atlantis or both?
Both.
So she's the closest to understanding the non-physical reality that was coming forth at some point.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Is she still alive? Did she fake her death?
She's still alive.
So she's very aware of what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay. Does she envy us, or is she just glad it's happening?
A little of both.
Okay.
But she's easy because she still thinks she can take you.
So she could replace me, she thinks.
Yeah. She's still right. Holding out hope.
Okay, so in my notes from the Atlantis special that the dark journalist did, let's see, there's Hemingway in Atlantis, Pauline Zelitsky, Janet Marshall, whose middle name was Atlantis, and Ghislaine Maxwell when she was caught last year in New Hampshire or someplace with the new home she purchased. She identified herself as Janet Atlantis Marshall, who was a communist feminist in the 60s, and someone, I guess, mover and shaker behind the scenes. These people, they're all failed in their mission, so I don't want to focus on them, correct?
Yeah.
Or is there something about... Yeah.
No.
But,
just leave it like that. They may pull it back around and do it again like you. The sixth time is the charm, Bob.
So, Ghislaine's in jail, and there's lots of deals being made because somebody doesn't want the Atlantis search revealed. Correct?
That's correct.
You know, there's not just, you know, guilty stuff she could put on murders and financial scandals. The actual real history of what the knowledge elites of America, academics or here and there, were actually interested in, which turned out to be the route to Ion misidentified as Atlantis. That's a big factor.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people, if the Queen was aware of me when I was born in 1922 and tracked me, they knew what was coming, some of them. Maybe, did they get it from Baba? Did the Baba tell the Queen something? What's her name?
As well.
Wow. So they were on to us. So we show up, and now they're all monitoring
connected.
Us. Right. They're all monitoring us.
All the way, even Rasputin, Bob. You had a little tete-a-tete with Rasputin.
Wow. Well, there was...
Grigoria Rasputin.
Right. But there was one knowledge, accessing and talking non-physical. That's a dream of humanity. Plato talks about it. Everybody talked about it. So that's what would be the breakthrough to get there. And it already happened, so those that did parallel traveling or went into the big now had a deeper understanding, perspectives of what's happening, could see that the Ion connection was what everybody was really looking for, because it would help them ascend on a deeper level, correct?
Correct.
Right. So the mythology around Atlantis is, it had something called the Tuile Stone, T-U-A-O-I, Tuile Stone. And the Dark Journalist even quoted Ezekiel 1:22 about the dark crystal, and, you know, the one sentence in the Bible I generally know about. Then sometimes it's called the Tuile Stone, sometimes called the Fire Stone, or in the power crystal, or the two-eyed. I thought they were saying two E-Y-E-D crystal, but then it was 2-Y when I found out he spelled it. So the whole power crystal that they're looking at, is that the eye block or the white stone that they're looking for?
No. It's basically the one at the base, down at the base of the Daunting Mountain.
And where's that mountain, Don Key?
Shitsu.
Is that in America or Asia?
No.
Shitsu. Shitsu, what's that?
Yeah, at the Lingering Gardens. It's in
China.
Birmingham? China, okay.
S-U-Z-H-O-U.
Is the mountain connected to that area?
Close.
Okay.
Close to Lake Tai. Lake Tai.
Okay, so you said the Tuwei stone is connected to, did you name the technology? It's not the eye stone.
No.
Or is it? Is it? It's not the eye stone, okay?
No.
But it is somebody seeing something that is connected to Iron Dome, or that's a separate artifact. It has nothing to do with the Ion Quest.
Agreed.
Okay. So they... all the people looking into this, including Robert Maxwell, would be surprised about what they should have been looking for and hope they discovered, which is the eye stone and the eye cell and insulin nose and our cold play. Now, the first Solomon's Temple had cold play, so the early stages of the fall, the Coathanite people, they had that from the Yamaka continent. And that's what got forgotten and mixed up and confused. That knowledge was lost, unless you were hanging around.
Well, it wasn't lost. It wasn't lost. It was distracted.
Right. Okay. So, right now, is the chaos in Cuba, the political destabilization, due to being in the rift, due to the new aliens coming, and due to some aspects of the Atlantis reality coming forth.
In essence, it's going to come forth. It's going to bring JFK back. It's going to have reverse.
Wow.
It's the Barry Goldwater's Day, Bob. It's the Goldwater Day. What's happening is, see, you couldn't even say Marxist when it was such a thing. You couldn't even be a socialist. You couldn't even be a... You can even identify with the Communist Party. My God, they'd kill you. So that's what's happening. It's reverse. The Bay of Pigs is coming, where America is the socialist, the Marxist, and Cuba becomes the land of the free and the home of the braves.
Okay, so I have here the Sargasso Sea. That's around Bimini, and people thought it had something to do with Atlantis, and different pictures show that the land around Bimini and west of Cuba were pulsating. Was that because of other technologies? Well, come to think of it, you have said there is some technology down there that causes pulsation.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. A good two pints at the pub will make something pulsate too, Bob.
Right. But the Sargasso Sea and whatever technology is pulsing there is not significant compared to what we're working with. Would you agree?
Well, we're going to say yes, but then we're going to follow with a caveat of a maybe. Because if you get involved in it, then it's going to be on like Donkey Kong, see? So we have to be soft with that.
Okay. So I think this dark journalist said, you know, European powers were interested in this area. It's called the hot zone, south of Florida, west of Chicago, west of Cuba, and it involves Bimini, that area. So was China, many dynasties around the world interested in this hot zone area where Atlantis, they thought,
no.
Was? No, because some of the new Atlantis hadn't arrived, that wasn't Atlantis.
Yeah.
So... was that a debris in the hot zone from the Yamaka continent?
Now, tell me if they knew it or not, Bob. If you said it in the place, it is. So they're bumping into what could be with the reality of what is. So they set the foundation.
Did you say set the foundation?
Like, yeah, they're setting it in the foundation, like the Tower of Babel or Tower of Babel. They had to start building it somewhere. So they found them a footing, and they started building. Okay, and then when it started leaning, something gave way.
Right, so the...
enough to cause them trouble.
So the Tower of Babel was in the hot zone around Cuba? That's where it was built?
Yes, of course.
And so that the remnants that they think are Atlantis are of the Tower of Babel.
Correct. Short version, yeah. We just did it softly.
Right. Okay. One of the historical figures was Rudolf Steiner, who founded Anthroposophy. He was interested in this stuff, and he wrote that something called the Eighth Sphere was coming to our world here. And people are interpreting it now as virtual reality, or Rudolf Steiner's word, Ahriman, Ahriman, which people would see as the mark of the beast, the virtual economy that Biden is trying to bring in, the fourth industrial revolution, all this virtual technology. They're thinking is what the Anthroposophy writer Rudolf Steiner was referring to when he predicted the eighth sphere. Do you agree with that?
Yep, eighth sphere.
Right. Mm-hmm. So McLuhan anticipated the tech body. Can you say Rudolf Steiner anticipated the tech body? Is the tech body the eighth sphere? To me, the eighth sphere would be the Android meme level. Don't you agree?
Maybe. Well, see, that's developing, Bob, so you can't make all these demonstrative statements because you don't have a clue what you're talking about. So that's good. But you know that, so we like it. You like it. We like
that. I know that.
Anybody else would be offended. You're taking it as appropriate.
Yeah, I understand. Nothing is completed because we haven't come to any conclusion yet. So things are subject. Is Bill Gates involved with looking? What's interesting comes out in the dark journals is that Jeffrey Epstein was no dummy, and he stumbled on these searches, the Cosmos Club kind of activity. I don't know if he went. Did he go there to the Cosmos Club? Was he able to shift over there?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, and so he would be appropriate for Robert Maxwell and his daughters because he had similar interests, and then he actually took expeditions to west of Cuba with Stephen Hawking and other scientists. So he's intermingling with scientists. He's touching on the secret project in American academia, the Powell Project. What would we call it? The Atlantis Project. But they did not know that the. The idea that the Earth turns into a rocket and goes to Andromeda, there is an indication that you can interpret the logo for the Cosmos Club. But that would be a parallel world knowledge about the fate of the Earth going to Andromeda, correct?
Yeah,
because then you have the Earth with wings and a cloud underneath it. That's their logo. So we... Was CERN, the people around CERN, including Ian said, the people who ran it were from another world, were they on the project of trying to activate Ion? Get contact with Ion? Or were they trying to do Atlantis? Or get some new technology like the Tuau?
Both.
All of that, okay. What is the Tuau?
Well, that's the thing. They're all connected, Bob, and that's why you can have one part that you never heard of that changes everything else that you didn't hear about. So, yeah,
right.
Good.
Yeah, did you say what the Tuau, T-U-A-O-I, stone did?
No.
Now, they have, do you care to say? If I don't play it, you would say?
Say some more words.
Well, it's they think it's a power crystal, and they think that that's what blew
it
up
is.
Atlantis. But
well,
see, they're talking.
It's a six-faceted stone.
Oh, yeah, so they show a picture of that, yes. Now, the point is, they're talking about it blew up Atlantis twice. Atlantis didn't blow up sequentially. It hasn't happened
yet. It blew up the foundation. It will blow up. It will blow it up, Bob.
So that you can see that. But the point is,
they could too.
Right. And so, but the point is that our project to get back to Andromeda Galaxy to go home is what everybody's bouncing off of, and they most don't see that clearly.
And it's better known as the Firestone, Bob.
The 2-hour stone?
Mm-hmm.
The two, yeah, okay. It, but whatever blowing up or accident happened with it, they don't know that it's the trip of me to go back to Andromeda that blew up four times. They don't know that part. Unless the people who are in the parallel world do. Parallel world do, because they have
it
on their logos.
They will. The logos. Yeah, the logos. You're so funny.
The logo. Their logo is anticipating that. So it's a mixture, like Finney's Wake, of the past, present, future, which don't exist, which is becomes the big now, and then different timelines or destinies are depending on how we work things out, because nothing's complete yet. So at that point, I stop my mind and relax and allow about it all.
Uh-huh.
And figure out how we're going to do what we're doing. Now, the box underneath the left paw of the Sphinx has a lot of information about the going back to Andromeda, the actual stuff that people are looking for. And they can't find it. Nobody in the Egyptian government knows about the box underneath the paw. So
correct.
Okay, so to shift away from
that's like the laser. That's the laser and linear conditions that Dave had got worked out.
Right, to reveal what's underground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dave is making technology on the way to revealing the box under the Sphinx.
Well, when we find it, you'll know it because of his work. You see, that's good.
All right, so what was the other point? The Rime of the Ancient Mariner is about, the poem is about encountering the Sargasso Sea. What is, if that's Atlantis, as the general mythology is, the place of the Tui Stone, or is the Sargasso Sea just about the bizarreness at the hot zone where the earth pulsates and buildings show up and the Tower of Babel collapse? Is the Sargasso Sea a great myth that Samuel Coleridge knew about when he wrote the Rime of the Ancient Mariner?
As well, yes.
Right.
Don't forget Jules Verne, too. Jules Verne comes in there, too.
Right, so...
they all connect.
So, right. Okay, so then we come to... CERN was involved with that, but I would ask...
Until you messed it up.
Yeah, I messed it up because they were going in the right way anyways.
Yeah, because of your famous cookie crumbs.
Right. Could they have got somewhere, and I objected to that because I wasn't part of it?
Of course. That's why you undid it.
All right. So... the tech body, we're not sure, is the eighth sphere that Steiner represented, or a Riemann, but is the tech body a tulpa? Someone suggested that.
Maybe.
Well, there's another factor. Every question we ask is a maybe because of factors that have been determined.
But see, we can't get too involved with it because we can make a maybe for sure. That's not what we're trying to do.
Right. Okay.
Kind of like gunpowder milkshakes.
Gunpowder milkshakes. Is that something I'm involved with? Am I making
those?
You'll
see.
All right. Okay. Garan sent some information. And Garan, here's what he sent. Haiti refused the vaccine. Chad, the country, refused the vaccine. Tanzania refused the vaccine. All three presidents of those three countries are now dead.
They're dead. Mm-hmm.
Is it because they refused the vaccine?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you have this out there in the third and fourth worlds and second worlds where they're not so polite. They just kill people. It's a little harder in the United States where you got media coverage. But they're talking about Biden sending out people to go door to door. That's an expression of the mean people who are forcing everybody to be vaccinated around the world and killing presidents who don't do it.
It's Animal Kingdom, Bob. You remember Animal Kingdom. You were
just
a boy.
1978. No, I was older than that boy. But the that's the movie. It's about 1978.
We're talking about the book.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Would you say Animal House by George Orwell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. So.
You were just a boy.
Right. You're right. It's in the 30s, Animal House. The group, I like to call them the Sinaloan cartel, the group
that's a nice name to pick that can kill your damn ass in a second. That's a nice good one. That's a good choice. Good. Yeah, that's a nice good one to choose.
Oh, do I have to delete that sentence then?
Hell no. You got it.
Okay. All right, but the point is the meanness of that kind of authority, tribal authority, they're killing off presidents. That is the it's reflected in America where they're not killing people or just going and stabbing them. They're just going door to door to see if they were to take an offer. That's a more bourgeois or civilized or peaceful way of imposing the vaccines on people. But it comes from the same vicious force that's determined to impose vaccine on the world.
Noted, yep.
And we're okay with that because that's needed to wipe out two-thirds of the planet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're okay in the sense, well, you can't stop the sun moving around the Earth at this point. It's pretty... written in stone. So Ion is not an alien, though. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It always was power, and it always was here. It just wasn't connected. Now, that's not to say that it's never been connected to aliens as well, but it was always here. So it's kind of like aliens ride the subway, but the subway was already here. They're sitting like that. But other people can ride it. So then now that also affects the subway. If you have a bad smell on the subway, you bring that, so it's in the subway. So sometimes we get those aspirational delinquencies. delinquencies.
The thing that you said was always here is Ion.
Yeah.
You're referring that to
place
Ion
of
there.
Power. That connection
right.
of power.
Okay, I'm looking at Ian and Bob. There was, I don't see it right now. Let me see. There was Ed posted a Zoom session with Sydney Powell in Michigan, up against a whole bunch of lawyers, a panel of Zoom lawyers, and she was defending herself. How did that turn out, Judge?
Great.
The judge hadn't made a decision yet.
Great. And, they have enough to overturn Georgia.
No, you're breaking up. Take a break.
Oh,
you're breaking up.
We're too far away.
Move
her. Oh, no. Where they already found enough ballots in Georgia to undo the whole election. And so now they're going to try to say that because of that, there's no reason to go on with all these other states. But then, of course, Sydney's going to say, well, then fine, then. Call the Electoral College and uncertify it, and let's make Trump the true president of the United States of America. And do what you got to do to straighten that out. And if you do that, then fine. But if you don't do that, then my argument stands. My,
objections.
Grievance stands. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to do that, obviously, because that's the problem. So see, it becomes a a nasty thing every way around.
Yeah, this is going to
be a conundrum. It's a conundrum. It's a conundrum because
right.
You can't undo what they've done. You can't. There's no path to say, sorry, Mr. Biden, you're no longer the president anymore. You know, it's like, wait, what happens? Does that mean was never the president? Do we undo everything he did? See, it's very challenging to do it this way. It's a myth.
So that's why they have it lead to the Constitution, the Conference of Governors first,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's correct.
That's
very good.
That's the only way they can resolve this. So there is the beginning of the Civil War is happening because the Democratic lawyers are going to the courts and say, this is all bad,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona said, no, our state senator says this is upset the election. So actually Georgia topples the whole election?
Well, sure, because once that happens, then he gives him enough. He wins enough.
Right. Okay, so I found the section. It says, federal judge for the Eastern District of Michigan, this is the Zoom with Sydney, to determine if sanctions are warranted against Sidney Powell. So I guess that's what it was about, and she was on there defending herself. And if they're saying
that she said things that was illegally wrong, patently wrong, and therefore you lied with what you introduced. So therefore, you need to be have sanctions put on you for lying as an officer of the court.
So she's waiting for the judge or somebody to decide on that, right?
No, she did her amicus briefs and proved that everything she said was true. And now they're finding out that all those things that she said are becoming true.
Wow.
What's wrong with it?
That's so there's
That's
been quite
problem.
A revolution.
She's like, I'll be happy to do this because what I said wasn't a lie. Oh, and I'm so glad you brought it up because now we're finna prove that it's true. So that'll solve it. When the judge says I did not lie, then that means I told the truth.
Yeah.
So now let's play. So she's loving it. She's loving it. She knows how this goes. Somebody has been putting things on her bedside table. Bob, I don't know. Don't know nothing about all that.
No, you don't. Deny that. Don't name
Absolutely.
Me or Carolyn.
No.
But
No. Who? No, I don't know.
Is there new stuff still being dropped on her nightstand?
Of course, Bob. You lose your will after a little while. You got the fun of having the upper hand is you got to keep the upper hand.
Right. Okay. So these are documents that nobody knows about, and Ian finds them and gives them to her, and she's amazed. And the courts, her enemies, are amazed at what she's coming up with. Or have they not heard?
Well, they're stunned. They're stunned. They're stunned because they don't know how to recant it. Because they're like, where'd you get this? Well, it doesn't matter where I got it. Here's the document. No, you don't produce where you got that. I'm not producing anything. Here's the evidence, Your Honor. You didn't say where I have to prove where the evidence comes from. All I'm saying is this part right here is true, and here's how it's true. How did you come by that? That is none of your business.
She doesn't have to declare for discovery or whatever it is.
Discovery is just you share the evidence. You discovery, you just share the evidence. You don't have to prove where the evidence came from. Right.
Wow. So over the past 3 or 4 days, there's been this turnaround, and Ed's pretty good at putting stuff up, but I didn't keep up with it. So it's turned around, and we're right at where we were hoping to get on July 16th. We're here where everybody's saying, uh-oh, and the only way out of this is to have a convention, which is they'll say, well, that'll put it all off, and everybody will wait. We'll just argue and yell, and meanwhile, Biden could keep letting China take over. Is that what the Democrats might think?
They're nervous about midterms because in about 1 second they ain't gonna have nothing to say. That's why. Who is that colored woman who thinks she's still the governor of Georgia? Stacey Adams.
Abrams.
Well, see, that's why she's changing. She says, "Well, there's nothing wrong with having a voter ID. People should have an ID to vote." That's not Jim Crow. That's just you got a driver's license, so you use that. What the hell are y'all talking about? And she's the one that caused the playoffs to be moved to Colorado because of those Jim Crow laws y'all passing. Y'all trying to keep a nigga down. You're trying to keep a nigga down. We're not going to have it no more. Now she's saying, oh, no, that's perfectly all right. We understand that's not a problem. That's for, because 85% of America says, you stupid bitch, you got to have an ID. You got to have an ID to do anything. So if you ain't got an ID, you shouldn't be voting.
Right. Okay, so I have here, after looking and scanning the news, everybody's investigating their enemy. Everybody's investigating everybody. This confusion does lead to some kind of convention of governors, right? That's the only way they can get out of this problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, and then you add the alien twist into it, and Nancy may have to leave. Nancy may have to leave before. She may have to leave before she becomes president, Bob. I don't know how we're going to work this out. I don't know how we're going to write Justified. It's messing up the timeline, Bob.
Yeah, is Nancy, you mean leave to be transition or step down because she's replaced?
What's the difference?
Okay, we'll see. All right, so
no,
everybody's
just
asking everybody.
We don't know the difference.
So it's
and there might be a difference. We'll give you that. It might be a difference, but we just don't know it.
So Trump is on the rise. Everything's turning around for him, and Sydney's starting to get the advantage.
You ain't heard shit out of Lynn. You ain't heard saying you heard shit out of Lynn Wood, had you? He got quiet.
Yeah, why?
I mean,
did someone tell him to shut up?
Yes, they did. Shut your damn mouth, you crazy freakazoid. What you got to say, you're messing up. You ain't helping nothing. So if you can't help something, shut up. Go sit down. Go spend your damn money or something. Go to Sunday school. Open you a church or something. Do something productive.
He recently didn't help Sydney. He made a statement. Oh, yeah, in the Zoom thing. He said, oh, no, I'm not here. I shouldn't be here. Does that piss off Sydney, or she understands his personality?
She knows better. She knows better. He was a good window to blow. And then he's like, okay, now you're gone. We're good.
So who told him to go? Ion?
No
AW, or...
comment. No comment.
Okay. So that's pretty interesting.
He's good at reading memos.
All right. So Carolyn,
there's a risk value. Yeah,
Bob. There's an exciting week in Trump land, and Sidney Powell land. Would that have? And then we have a really good private session today. Was the blow up yesterday part of the intensity of the good week?
A bit of it, yes.
Okay.
A bit of it, yeah.
All right.
Because what happens is it's like a big old sebaceous cyst. It's pressure. It's not pain. It's pressure. And the second you pop it immediately, once air hits it, it's completely taken care of. Ah, it's instant relief. But it built up. So you got to, and Carolyn will tell you faster than anybody. You lance it or I will. That's her words. You better pop it. I'm going to pop it. If you don't pop it, I'm going to pop it. It's got to pop because you got to open it up because that pressure just makes more pressure and it'll make you sick. And that's the rub.
Okay, so I've noticed there's occasional headline, 10,000 people died from the Delta variant or the vaccine. There's a lot of crazy explanations of people dying. So a lot more people are dying than is recorded. So we're into this
face
mixture
mask,
of the vaccine.
Face masks are now mandatory in Los Angeles County. Got to wear a face mask or they'll shoot you in the face.
And that's because people are dying and the people aren't being told how many people are dying from the Delta variant, correct?
That would be appropriately correct, yes.
Yeah. They don't panic them, but they just tell them to get your mask back on. And so how long did they have no masks in L.A.? 2 months?
A little longer than that. It kind of moves. The way you got it going on, Bob, it's kind of crazy. You can't gauge anything anymore because it's almost like we've been fussing about no time. Well, now there really is no time, and everybody's surprised.
Right. So there's more and more statistics proving that the vaccine mixes with the Delta variant and people are dying. Some people are seeing one half, the vaccine causes the problem. Others see the Delta causes the problem. Not many see the interplay of the two of them being the cause.
And the lambda is what's going to kick the ass.
Well, that's the more powerful, what we were calling the Black Plague.
That would be Carolyn said it was the bubonic plague. She said it acted like the half-life, acted like the bubonic plague. And she knows things,
the lamp.
Bob, so just leave her alone.
Yeah, that's the lamp. She said that about the lamp?
Yeah. She's really smart.
She did that today?
No.
I didn't hear
that.
The
other day when we brought it up.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't hear a lot of stuff, Bob. You know, you just half hear, Bob.
Yeah.
We can't get put no problem with that. Now the time you're in trance, so that makes it even worse.
Yeah, but when I'm on, one third of the time when I'm
When he's on, he's a one world wonder.
Yeah. Okay, so the I thought the Delta variant was the final coup de grace that kills everybody, but you're saying the Lambda wrinkle.
It may. It may do it. It very well may. But there's it very well may be. But there's that Lambda too. Dead people don't have to worry about viruses, Bob.
Right.
So
the
whether
Lambda,
it is or whether it ain't won't matter.
The Lambda is waiting in the wing to see how far the Delta goes. Carolyn interviewed about Glenn's trip to Larry Ellison's island, and it sounded like they're moving towards Pizzagate corruption. Are they part of that ridiculous corrupt nature that Bill Gates is part of? Or not nature, the group?
Yeah, it works, Bob. So, yeah, everybody gets into it because it works. So, yeah.
It makes you younger, feel younger, be younger, look younger.
Yeah. Yep. Look at the pictures with them, the celebrities that hadn't been able to get it because of COVID, and they look like death. The next thing you know, they perk up. And they got perky titties, and they're happy to go. Everything's beautiful. It's a great day. It's a great day.
But it doesn't have any staying power, and if it goes away, you're even worse. You get uglier.
That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. That's the rub. Yes.
Meanwhile, I'm glowing because I'm on the strong stuff.
Oh my God, it's amazing. You're just an abomination before God, Bob.
Right, abomination before the angels. They're pissed. Bob's ascending, and we don't even know about him. Who's he? Mm-hmm. Where'd he come from? Okay. So
how did he get in here? How did he get in here? He ain't part of Mae Russell's group.
Yeah, that's right. Why did the Silicon Valley oligarchs, all the ones who did well since the 90s, since Jobs and Gates, even the 80s, how did they get into this Pizzagate stuff? Because they had everything else satisfied, now they want to live forever, so they look for the solution to get the adrenochrome.
Follow the yellow brick road. Somebody makes it and says this, and Cher does it. It picks her butt cheeks up a little bit, and she's excited. Then everybody's on it. Then Jane Fonda's selling it. So,
wow, Jane looks very good, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
So Jane Fonda's selling
it. She's 100.
She looks very good, but that's the reason. So, our stuff makes it permanent. That's the difference. It's not subject to you run out of the stuff. Once you've got your basic cells altered by the drops in our other products, say for 6 months, you're good. You're good to go, right? Not going to diminish.
Yep.
Or, yeah, at least not as much as the adrenochrome. So, whoever was mad at the Pizzagate rumors a few years ago, they were correct. They intuited that something was happening in the digital elite that
of
was
course.
Pretty corrupt.
Well, that's not an issue. I mean, that's known. That's what you call a given.
But not a given in the Chinese-run press of ABC, NBC, CBS. Mainstream media won't admit it.
And that's why they don't. And that's why certain things that they're trying... That's where Marshall McLuhan becomes important, because it depends on what they say, not what the news is. It's what they say about the news is what causes the news. They control the narrative, which is what Marshall was saying. If they say that they don't tell there's a problem, then there's no problem.
Has Jane Fonda killed kids? Bill Gates?
Not with their own hand, but yeah.
They sponsor them. Someone else does it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bob. They don't draw their own bads either.
Right. So I would say part of the McLuhan message is you get addicted to your virtual image, your how you look in movies like Jane Fonda, and you look really great. Mm-hmm. Even Greta Garbo wouldn't allow people, or was it Marlene Dietrich? One of them wouldn't let anybody see her when she was older.
Right.
You get so self-confident about how great you look in movies and television and photographs that you just can't stand looking less. So you'll go to
unless you're like Carolyn and you just look good all the time. I don't know what she uses makeup for. I don't know what she uses makeup for. You don't need it.
That's right. Right.
Crazy.
So, yeah, so people, they get desperate, addicted to their virtual image, and they'll do anything in the chemical body world to maintain it. So that's the medium really massaging you and making you irrational or not friendly to other humans. Okay.
What did Madame Blavatsky say about all that? Didn't she have a big, long toodle-a-doo about that?
Blavatsky, I'm not sure, but I was just going to go into the Blavatsky scene. There was Mr. and Mrs. Logan, Wall Street lawyer and a wealthy lady, Mrs. Logan. They created on their property in Pennsylvania area something called Sarobia, S-A-R-O-B-I-A, S-A-R-O-B-I-A. And Annie Besant came and told them they've got to make this a wonderful example of theosophical living. So they turned into a colony, and people came, including Krishnamurti. Were these people inclined to get into the adrenochrome later, or is no connection? It's too early in the 20th century.
It is too early, but they'd be open to anything, Bob. I mean, the same thing is true when they would take urine and tan their skin with it.
Right. So anything. So what the dark journalist's thesis is that Theosophy and little obscure places like Sarobia, and then the Lemurian Fellowship led by Dr. Robert Stell, that they have led to the fad in the West of girls carrying yoga mats around for their noon-hour breaks from work. And so consciousness has been changed with a little bit of Eastern wisdom thrown into the Western Christianity. Is that the fact, or is that a nutty exaggeration of the effect of yoga? Or of the theosophical.
It's clearly stated. We don't have anything. People toting their mats around doesn't have anything to do with yoga. See, if they do yoga, they do, but they're just toting yoga mats around. They're just trying to present yoga. So in that case, your statement is perfect because it represents it. Didn't have anything to do with yoga. See the difference?
Right. So it's a status symbol, and nobody's really doing it. So the theosophical ideas didn't have any deep effect. They only had a fad effect. Eventually, among the millennials, or people doing
good.
So the dark journalist is justifying his research into these people and exaggerating what they're doing, and then we find out that they're all looking for the ion connection, and we're here. So I think I'll send him a recording of us talking about his shows. Is that okay, or is he not worth it?
He's not worth it, but we don't care. Whatever you want to do, please yourself, Bob. Because if we don't, then you don't.
Oh, yeah, we need to expose ourselves, Carol. But the, are any...
Next thing, he'll be going to his beach. He says, oh, they're complaining about my shorts, Carol, so I'm just going to expose myself. I'm going naked to the beach today. We need to expose myself because they don't like my shorts, so I'm not going to wear them anymore. That's good.
Right. Was Peter Krishnamurti... not influenced by these theosophical fads? He left the organization in general.
Nah, he was past it because it was like, it is what it is, but then it's so washfish they couldn't keep up with it. And it's kind of like these, you know, it's like these crazy songs now. They start off real good, then they drag on for 10 minutes like some of Zappa shit, and you wish you'd killed yourself before you got too far down the rabbit hole. You know, Bob.
Yes, I've suffered under Zappa for decades. But the so Krishnamurti, he had his, as Dave Worcester said, he had his $60 million, so he just was passive in response to this. He was okay, right?
Sure, why not?
So he...
I mean, the better question is, what happened to damn Sun Ra? That's the better question.
Yes, well, what did happen? He kept playing music. He was okay. Why did he die? You're asking why he died?
I guess. Mm.
Well, Sun Ra came up in another reason, but that's a side thing right now. But anyway, so Krishnamurti, he appeared to be wise, but he wasn't so wise. He was just lazy, and he couldn't be bothered, and he was superior. He had a superiority complex against it. All these people running around hanging out with him. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't disagree.
But Sarobia really had no influence of any profound influence on anybody.
Not so far. Maybe now you start pimping him, and he might have some effect on people. Marshall McLuhan didn't affect the living soul either till he got to you. Now you've made him a household name.
Okay, so Dr. Robert Stell, STELLE, formed the Lemurian Fellowship, and they were a spinoff of the Theosophical Group. But he died, and then another guy, Keeninger, a strange guy who took over, and he was corrupt all around. The Lemurian Fellowship, are they anything significant to study? First of all, is Lemuria like Atlantis and heaven hasn't happened yet?
No, neither.
Neither hasn't happened or happened.
It has not happened yet, and it's not going to happen.
So there's no such thing as Lemuria in our history or future.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so it's myth. So the Evergreen's description of Lemurian civilization as opposed to Atlantean civilization was made up by Michael Blake Reed's brain?
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, one guy who seems to be legitimate is a man named Bud Hopkins. I had one of his books called Missing Time. He was an early investigator of UFOs in the 60s or so, and he's not famous anymore. He's forgotten. That's because he's probably real. Did Bud Hopkins sort of experience some interesting anomalies and met people who did genuinely?
Yeah. He bumped into them. And it'd be almost like a bad form of what you call kismet. He would just find himself in the right place at the right time every time. It's pretty crazy.
Often. And that's just his
Like he was dumb luck.
Right. Okay. Now, Barney and Betty Hill are the famous couple in the early 60s who claimed to have an abduction. And the Evergreens said that their abduction was real because they produced a star map in the early 70s under hypnosis that science hadn't even gotten to yet. So said that this was... So they were an experiencer. They were abducted.
Yeah.
And then their minds were erased.
Well, I don't know about all that. There's always residue, Bob. You've had it happen to you a couple of times, so what do you think? You should be able to tell us.
Oh, you're claiming I've been abducted?
We don't claim nothing. We just letting everybody know. We ain't claim nothing. We can prove it.
All right. So Barney and Betty Hill, were there many other people who had legitimate abductions and were probed in the rectum?
And then some were fictitious. Some were probed in the rectum by something else.
Right.
So that don't count.
How many real cases on the level of Barney and Betty Hill have happened in the 20th century?
Oh, tons. Where some of these scientists, that's where these scientists come up with these crazy ideas like time travel. Or they'll talk about cell regeneration, or they'll try to prove antibiotics, or they'll get something up their crawl. It's like, why in the world is it a good idea? Who said it was a good idea to invent a damn Rubik's Cube? Who woke up and said, I know, I'll make a Rubik's Cube, and I guess my name will be Rubik, but I'm going to call it a cube, and I'm going to spin it so I can't figure it out. Until all of a sudden, one day, everybody can figure it out, so they don't sell them no more. Nobody could figure it out, and all of a sudden, everybody could do it.
That's due to alien intervention? Beg your pardon?
That's like these video games. They got these video games everybody's playing on their Black Mirror. You know what that's doing? That's conditioning them to make their brain think a certain way. making the brain think a certain way.
No, that's McLuhan 101.
I know, but don't say it too damn much or we'll throw your bitch ass out of here too. Yeah, don't say it too much.
Right.
Oh, wait, yeah. Sorry, you do run this one. I guess you can get away with it. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see what happens let them see what happens when they forget you're in charge, Bob. That'll get their goats.
Okay, so Philip Corso writes a book, The Day After Roswell, talking about the corporations reverse engineered all the great technology since the 60s, I guess the digital technologies. I haven't read the book. I'm not clear on did they reverse engineer with the assistance of aliens. I don't know what he says. But you say the aliens did it without the corporations knowing about it. Would you agree with
Correct.
That?
Yes, that's what we said. We agree with what we said, yeah.
Yeah, that the aliens will sneak into the lab at night or some point when no one's around, diddle with the stuff, and the next day the tinkerer from the corporation will say, oh, look what I did, right?
That's the same thing Walter did with the altar, Walter, had the formula
right.
to save his son. Same thing.
Why was John Mack, the Harvard professor who really investigated abductees, interviewed them as a psychiatrist, why is he no longer with us? Did he transition?
Had to go, Bob. Had to go.
Now, that doesn't involve the Cosmos Club people, right? Because they're in another world.
No.
Or does it?
That's correct.
Does it?
Does not. No.
Okay. There's an elite
but
in the Pentagon.
It's easy. No, wait now. It's easy to mix that because there's fallout. There's residue on both sides. We gave you a telephone numbers. We gave you addresses. We gave you all kinds of stuff so you can contact the Cosmos Club, see? So that ought to tell you something if you've been attention. Just saying.
Should I send my our talk earlier today about... Hey, Mr. Club, you're in another world. Would they be interested? Would they want to eliminate me like John Mack? We keep
Maybe.
A low profile?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Low profile
we don't know.
Hurt. Low profile couldn't hurt. Well, you're still in the rift, Bob. I mean, you're causing all kinds of things. You're causing tsunamis, people dying. You set the goddamn oceans on fire. The oceans are damn burning. You destroyed South Africa. We told the draconian whale owner to get the fuck out while they could. Now they've got a goddamn apartheid. On the whole damn country, it's been to go kill itself. They done tore it. They done broke into the bird dog Goodman, Bob. They have broke into the bird dog Goodman. So nothing is sainted anymore. They tore up all the Neiman Marcuses. Ooh, Lord Jesus. But now they do have good loaf bread now at the bird dog Goodman. I'll give them that. But, yeah, they done tore up the whole country. And that's like. They haven't had problems.
The mark of the beast, if you interpret it as a cashless society, is that the same thing that Rudolf Steiner predicted and called Iriman, the virtual economy?
Yeah. Well, but you're not saying it right. It what you're basically saying is you become auto-anonymous. Auto-anonymous,
right.
Which makes you autonomous. If you're auto-anonymous, then you become autonomous, but they don't say it that way. They could say auto-autonomous, but they don't say that. It's auto-anonymous, like world's famous midgets, no, world's tallest midgets, and
right.
anonymous. Unknown's anonymous. It's autonomous. That's right. Unknown's anonymous.
Right.
God, you kill us with that Club 22 shit.
Yes, and because I declared Unknown's anonymous back in the 60s or 70s, it applied to us, and that's why we remained relatively anonymous in subsequent decades, correct? I created that pattern.
Mm. Well, we're not going to disagree. We're not going to agree, but we're not going to disagree. So you're not going to drag us into your bullshit. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, don't my words have power? Didn't I announce it?
They do. There's power in the Bob. There's power, wonder-working power in the Bob, in the Bob, in the Bob, in the Bob. Yeah, there's power in
Thank
the
you.
Bob, Bob.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bob. So we're talking about Steiner's Orion Man, the cashless society, Mark of the Beast. and the tech body. How is the tech body different from the mark of the beast in Ariman? Or maybe it isn't. If it is, how is
self,
it different?
It's self-predicating. Self-predicating. You know what a predicating is?
That's causing. Makes an object of itself.
Ah, yes. That's the difference. Good. You're so good. You're grammarian, you. You're doing so
but
much
But nobody
better.
Saw that coming. Nobody saw that coming except for maybe some science fiction or immersion.
Marshall didn't even see that. But now, the headquartered staff of Mystery Science Fiction Theater 3000, they had a hint. They had a hint of it going on. Now, give them that.
Right. The guys who commented on movies, I saw their TV show once or twice.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
Now you admit you watch TV? Oh, that's going to go bad. That'll go bad. Yeah, you've never watched a TV show in your life, and now you're starting, I remember the Merv Griffin show. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. The optimistic view among the New Agers, or the people who listen to Dark Journalists, is the elites are trying to bring in a communist lockdown, a Ariman lockdown, but the system will blow up before the Ariman lockdown. I think you say that. This isn't going to fall apart. It's not going to work.
That's right. And that's why we don't get too excited. Carolyn gets animated about certain things, certain times, and she's right to do that because she looks at the big picture. But we have to keep going back to reminding what the big picture is going to look like, not what it looks like, what it's going to look like. And now all of a sudden, she don't have to feed the world. She just got to feed Bob. So when all she's got to do is feed Bob, that's easy.
Yeah. Well, doesn't need much. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about
the sugar, Bob. We made one little stray statement, and that's going to kill sugar forever. We're sorry about that. We didn't mean to cut your slap off, Bob. Sorry.
All right. The new aliens are showing you during the time of the tribulation and the rip. The new aliens didn't cause the rip, did they?
Computer says no.
Okay. They're part of the effects and causes mingling.
Well, maybe it showed up. Maybe they showed up simultaneously because they had to. If that's true, then they may have caused it. But it wasn't like a predication that it had to be. It wasn't a fatalist move that they had to put this in place before that could occur. An ipso facto.
Correct.
Can we do one whole show in Latin? Bob, that'd be fun. Carolyn likes Latin.
No, she doesn't. In the hot zone, Cuba, southern Florida, Bimini, that area, journalist didn't show on.
It's that hail. It's called hail, Bob. Hail.
H-A-I-L?
No, H-E-L.
Oh, hell.
Then the Grand Cayman, Bob. Hail is the center point.
All right. In that hot zone area between Florida and Cuba, is there some weird magma activity, magnetic field activity that people pick up when they see pictures of them?
All that. That's what made the Bermuda Triangle. Same thing. All that.
Right. The Bermuda Triangle is an effect of that. And
it's an issue. Don't say effect. Say it's a side effect because it's its own thing. It is its own thing.
So was it the unfortunate fate of those that building the Tower of Babel that it got affected by the Bermuda effect?
Yeah, the Tower of Babel. Yes, it would have had the same cohesive event flux. Nan transcribes these words, and so we have to get it clear so she can get the big words, damn it.
Right. Now, the geography has changed since the time of the Tower of Babel, so it looks like the remnants are in the area around Cuba, but were they over in Africa and Egypt or Asia Minor in the original shape of the landscape?
Yeah. Rub-a-dub-dub, Bob. It's all over the place. Things mirror. Remember, we fold things over like a paper so they can be here, there, and there. That's where they lost the Ark of the Covenant in Zairobi
some bullshit, Egypt, you know, it's ridiculous.
Because of folding over like our intestines, different timings, rubbing each other.
Or folding the page of a book.
Right. Did CERN change reality in any way?
No, you stopped it.
All right.
You stopped it and blew it, and it ain't been working since. And now they're talking about doing something different. Now that wasn't what they're trying to do at all. And now there is no matter, any matter, matters matter, any matter. Black lives is the only thing that matters now. No
matter. Was the Mandela effect caused by anything out of CERN or caused by other events?
Can we be vague and say inclusively, yes, mostly? You probably won't let that go, but you don't have to. But so yes, there's interaction, but we're not going to lay out specifics because then you're going to become something that came out of the woodwork that you've been around for 100 years and nobody's ever heard of. It has too many of the right goddamn answers to all the wrong questions.
Okay. I got that. What was the size of the aquifer under South Africa? I think it went all the way across Africa into the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Goes to Egypt.
Most of Africa then is over an aquifer.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. But don't worry.
Okay,
We're going to drain it.
Right. Now, we talk about in the Pacific Ocean.
You got to find that song, Smoke on the Water, Bob. That's what you got to play. Smoke, that's what it's going to be. Smoke on the Water. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Carrie.
Bob, find out where it's going to be drained to.
Well, the aliens going to work that out, Carolyn. Except for that little spot that you got to work up with a little fat man in North Korea. You got to get JW some tea, though, out of Hanoi, though, because he's got to get that to the bunker. Because y'all don't want to live with him if he ain't got no silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea now. Just saying, it ain't going to be a pretty picture.
Okay, so what was your point, Carolyn?
She wanted to know where the water's going to go so she'd know how to gauge appropriately. So Jenny can do the shipping schedule so they don't lose any product in the ocean.
Yeah, so what did he answer, Carol? Where's it going?
The aliens are going to take care of that.
They're going to decide where it drains.
Right, because they're taking care of everything south of the equator or in the 33rd parallel even, right?
Well, that's what, if you're damn successful, that's what you're going to negotiate now, isn't it? So good for you.
Yes. How is my competition over who's going to talk to the new aliens doing? Are they making inroads I'm not aware of, and they might beat me to the meeting?
We got to see. They won't show up. Or if they show up, they won't show up. You're okay,
so
Bob. It's your meeting. It's your damn meeting. That's fine. Whether or not you blow it, that's up to you, not to them.
Did John the Revelator see this meeting in his visions on Patmos?
He prescribed it in the tiny note, Bob. You should look at the tiny note chart. Have you seen that? You should look at it.
I will. And what part of Revelation is my meeting in the book of Revelation? What
16,
is the chapter verse?
Chapter 16. The whole chapter 16. We did it Saturday
night.
About
Bob.
Come on. Of course.
You did it Saturday night?
Yeah, Bob, for today. We had to get it right for now.
For last Saturday, you did it?
Yeah, it's all laid out. Bert did it.
Okay.
Bert.
I remember
he read
that.
All of it. Uh-huh.
But it wasn't talking about my meeting in particular.
Yes, it was. Bert, look at the words. Look at the words.
Bert brought that out?
Yeah.
Bert brought that
Bert
out.
Bert does that.
Okay.
He's pretty good at this. He's been practicing, Bob.
Yes. So, did Nostradamus...
He may become an adjunct professor.
abject professor.
Abjunct professor.
Ex-junk. It's mine. Junk academia. Junk
there you
academia,
go.
Carol.
Hey, then you could be delivered from becoming a junkaholic. You'd be a junkaholic.
Okay, Carol, don't open the door. Listen to this. A junkaholic. But
I'm here.
No, I want you to be here. I'm going to.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Now, sit there, Carolyn. Don't throw anything at him, Carolyn. Sit there, Carolyn. You got it. Don't move. Don't raise your hand, Carolyn. Don't move.
Yeah.
In Nostradamus, what Patrine talked about this meeting?
Five ten.
Awesome. And in the one you already gave for me, where I'm out near Liege and Belgium places, and I'm watching a battle, and I'm deceptive,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't refer to the ET meeting. That's not the ET meeting, is it? That's a consequence of the ET meeting.
That's the consequence of it when people in the war breaks out, you know. But you do that,
wow.
you know that already.
Yeah.
That's not. But see, that's the thing. We've done this so much now, Bob, you kind of got the bylines. You kind of know how it goes. Now you're just filling in the blanks. And then you're surprised.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's not happening. Or if there's no happening, well, there's enough that's already happened. You can say, y'all fucked. Everything I had said is coming on. And then tick, 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 tick. I don't know what y'all going to do next because it's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
So, now open up a TikTok and you can see dogs and cats laying together right there and on the TikTok. It's amazing.
Right. Now, I got perfect blood. How do the sharks in the bay here respond to that?
They think you are like crack. You are like crack. And they're trying not to get started because they won't be enough to share. So they're killing each other trying to keep from getting you. They all want you, but they're fighting each other because you're like crank. You're like crack and crank, Bob.
Right. So a couple of years ago you said the sharks aren't interested in me. Now they are.
Yeah, you got perfect blood now.
Have they encountered anybody else with perfect blood in the water ever?
Sure, there are some out there that have perfect blood, but Karen normally stays in the cement pond when she goes.
She stays in the pond. Does she have perfect blood? I don't think she does yet.
She's close. She's going to be.
Right.
The only reason she doesn't have perfect blood now is because she wants something to dabble. See, she wants to say that she wants to do a litmus test of her blood, and then she wants to do get it done. And then she's gonna test the difference. She's holding it back to make sure that she's completely can prove it. She don't want to just hear that she has perfect blood. She wants to be able to prove it. And we gonna help. We gonna do that. We like that. Hey, we like that. Because of that, that's why we got to go have a machine so people can go have their ascension tested. They got early onset of suffering from early onset ascension.
Wow, and I'm lazy. I'll accept. You say I got perfect blood, I accept it.
Yeah, you're good. Well, you're not going to go get it tested anyway. I mean, hell, we thought we wanted to kill you to get your damn blood tested the last time, for Pete's sake. That was a white-knuckle flight.
Okay, so I was thinking...
you have to watch out for the lichens, though, Bob. The lichens are troublesome. They're building. They're building a system that's not pretty. They would want your, like a vampire. Remember the vampires was after, and the True Blood, they was after the good blood, the clean blood. They didn't want junky blood or drunk's blood. They didn't want all that. They wanted perfect blood. All right, so you have to watch because the lichens are really onto it because this becomes like a super blood. So it becomes like the V. Remember they were selling V, the vampire blood to the humans? It'll be reverse. It'll be reversed. They'll be jonesing for your blood, for perfect blood, because it is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right. What are lichens? They
werewolves.
In the air?
Werewolves.
Oh, yeah, they're animals. They're not little particles in the air.
They're changelings. No, they're changings.
Ah.
Not lichens, like the moss. Not lichens. That's like moss. That's moss. These are different. They're werewolves, changelings. They're humans and werewolves, and they change. That's what he's done with the color gun diamond. And then he said it's Cullinan diamond, Cullinan diamond. God damn it, I can't even talk right in South Africa. That's what that diamond was about.
The vampires,
Albert,
it triggered
Albert
vampires.
Albert kept cutting the diamond to get it perfect. So it could be a focus, be a field focus to control the lichen community.
Wow. Are there vampires in the royal family? Can't remember if you decided that.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Okay.
This hemophiliacs, it's not that a bad thing. they all end up, they all go to Sandringham or to Balmoral, but they don't, when the moon's full, they don't work out too bad. But boy, the Queen's staying out of Buckingham Palace. She threw with that shit. It done got that thing hot.
What's hot there? Why is she avoiding it?
It's the problem. They've had a little invasion.
Alien?
Yeah, remember we told you? Yeah, remember we told you we had to go see about it and have or JW did? But they had a full-onset paranormal activity blowout.
Is that from the South Africa bottle unleashed?
Yep. Trafalgar Square, we say. Trafalgar Square.
Right, and the Trafalgarians, we talked about them. They had a culture there. They're one of the empires.
They're invading. We said there's going to be an invasion, and they've invaded,
right,
just like we said. And they closed Buckingham Palace, and they're going to have, they're saying they're reworking it. They say they're working on it. What the fuck's wrong with a goddamn mansion? How's a mansion going to get rehabbed? How do you rehab a Buckingham Palace, 1,000 rooms? How do you rehab it? So, yeah, no, they closed it. Boarding up the windows, Bob. They boarded up the windows.
And we can play this?
We waited. We had to wait a week before we said anything so we didn't get ahead of it, because then that'd be troublesome. But see, now that it's out, then it's like, oh, okay. They're reporting what's known, not some unknown. So that's okay. But we have to learn how to space this out, because we don't get you fucked up. You're on the edge, Biggin. You're on the edge. Right now, you're on the edge.
I know that.
You're going to fit to become the Mari Povich. You're going to find out who the baby daddy is.
But this is why the Queen has to keep in touch with what we're saying. It's about her now. It affects her.
Pope didn't make it.
What?
The Pope did not make it.
Did he die today? Transition?
No, they said he's in, recuperating from his bowel resection, but he didn't make it.
So he has transitioned, but nobody knows yet.
They're trying to figure it out so that the conclave can get worked out. They're having cardinal trouble because of COVID.
Well, yeah, right. Okay, so the Queen listens to us. Is the Queen more knowledgeable about real Christianity, thanks to the King James Version, than the Catholic people? Than the Catholic who don't have a Bible?
Yeah, but you got to be careful, because you got the whole Apocrypha, Bob. They have a larger class matter to go through. But there's tons of books. There's tons of different recountable things. The Book of Rachel. They've got all these different books that give these accurate, accountable things that are as valid as the King James Version of the Bible. So they have a larger, bookmarkable, transient knowledge base that can have.
You tuned out that it could have a, and then you missed the words. It could have
Have affected the knowing of the church.
Right. So the Vatican has a lot more books than the Queen the manuscript culture. And there's nothing.
And you can thank Cromwell. You can thank Cromwell for that, because he burned most of the damn thing. Because he burned them, son of a bitch.
I see. So the Henry VIII lost his pile fell behind the Vatican. So is there a contest between which religion, Protestantism or Catholicism, lasts? They say, we won, you died out. Or they're all going and it doesn't matter.
They're all going and it doesn't matter.
Okay, good. Some people like to think of this phenomenon, they think Ion is JW, and JW is a schizophrenic. I don't believe that, but is JW...
JW would be smarter if he were us.
Right, but the thing is, JW gets heat-oppressed brain, does it make him schizophrenic in his relationship with people, or he's pretty good at hiding
now,
it all?
I don't know. He doesn't have much many relationships with anybody.
He's like me.
Who does JW hang out with, Bob? Who's he fuck with? Who does he go to dinner with? Who's he with?
There's practically
nobody.
I know two people. I won't name them, but two people. But that's more business, maybe. In business,
right?
What I'm thinking of.
Most of it is, and those are the appliers. But there's not a big thing where he's out. He's like being a head of hopper, trying to have cocktail parties and trying to do all this social stuff. You know, he just ain't doing it. He used to do that really great, and I always had the ability to, but not anymore. It's like, yeah, that's all bad. Well, they don't have any conversation that's necessary.
That's right. Once he met me and Carolyn, he went into isolation tank.
Just like Byrne Christensen, Bob. One time with you, and run forever. You run another one. Terrible.
All right.
Bad.
Very good. A quote from Ion: "Habeas corpus hearing to bring forth the body." What were you referring to with those words?
Oh, they want us to present the body. That's what we're getting down to. It's time to present the body. So the body's going to be either going to be judged, and you're going to tunk a low poison, you're going to be judged and found wanting, or you're going to present yourself and you're going to have the Lamb's blood, the perfect blood of the Lamb. It's judgment day, Bob.
I see. It's judgment day. But that's not the judgment, seven judgments in the book of Revelation. That's not the seven judgments, is it?
No, you're talking about that's the vile judgments, Bob.
That's how
it affects the hematocrit. The vile judgments affect the hematocrit.
What's that? Is that the body politic? Body politic?
Okay.
It is?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's all right. That's it.
Yeah, because
that's
the perfect
Carolyn.
Blood issue.
She may Carolyn help a nigga. Karen will help a nigga. She'll help you.
What's her hematocrit, Carolyn? Do you know? Or maybe she's not on. What's her hematocrit?
Yeah.
She went out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, darling.
Yeah, hematocrit is to do with the blood. It's like the concentration of the blood. It's
your
a blood
concentration
thing.
Concentration level.
Level.
The level of hematocrit. Mm-hmm.
So what he said
was... Bob's getting smart. He's so smart.
Yeah. The bile judgment.
All the right questions.
Affect the hematocrit. So that's important. I'm making a note.
The vile judgments are the environments or the medium that makes the massage, Carolyn. And then you've got your individual body has to be judged privately whether you survive the hematocrit effect or not. Would you agree with that, Ian?
Yeah, that's what we just said. Of course.
Right.
Bob, we're easy to agree with ourselves. That's easy.
Right. Did I get perfect blood when I was at JW's in July 2019 and had the living water?
No, you did not. It took a while, Bob. You were fighting it. You were fighting every step of the way, Bob. So, nope.
So, it happened since then. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
It happened since then.
Yeah. That's the same thing that Chaucer did, and it's the same thing that Bill Shakespeare did. You know, Anne Hathaway was a whore. Did you know that?
No. But did he marry her?
He was a whore. Yeah, he did. Stratford-on-Avon. Yeah, he did.
Was she an attractive whore?
Oh, yeah, she was hot. Yeah, she could get it. Yeah. She could get it. Now. She could get it. It was good. It was all right. Thanks.
Okay, so.
But women in those days kind of stank. Women back in those days kind of stank a little bit. But past that, it was really good.
Right. But you were talking about my body. So did I get perfect blood around the same time COVID got released in March 2020 when the lockdown started happening?
Right before the rip. Right before the rip.
Oh, that's the end of... Yeah.
It was right around the time the Mossad tried to kill you, you know, the invaders.
Yeah, and they were trying to kill JW, too.
Uh-huh.
So you're admitting it's the Mossad is doing this.
No, we ain't admitting nothing. We just talking shit.
The Viet Cong were working
the
Mossad.
Who side? The Viet Cong. Yeah, the Viet Cong is who they arrested and drug their bodies off. So I guess it may be them, though. We go with that, Bob.
All right, so habeas corpus hearing. Everybody has a habeas corpus hearing to bring forth the body to be judged at this point. Is part of the judgment is whether you get vaccinated or not? If you get vaccinated, you're disqualifying yourself.
You won't make the judgment. You won't make the judgment. You'll be dead. Yeah. And that's not a problem. It's okay, Bob. It's no big deal. It's fine.
All right.
Then they toss it up to Kismet. They're going to, wait a minute, Bob's all powerful and Bob's all this, but goddamn, Bob ain't everything. He ain't everywhere. He ain't everybody. La, 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 la. Then all of a sudden they start figuring out that he is. Just ask him, and he is. And it's like, oh, shit, okay. We fucked up. Hey, boy, we better give your heart to Jesus because we're going to kiss your ass goodbye.
So, Carol, what do you think of that? I'm everybody. Everybody's me. She's waving to me. All right. That's a great ending. And we'll play.